The strike killing Soleimani was a major escalation in the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign.
U.S. airstrike has killed Iran's most important military commander.
General Qasem Soleimani was the commander of the
Quds.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Whether this may be my last journey, or should my fate be something else, I submit myself to the will of God. During this journey, I will write for you as a memento for the times you will miss me when I am no longer there. It might even contain some helpful words to assist you. Whenever I start a journey, I have a feeling that I will not see you again. Many times along the way, I have pictured your kind faces one by one before my eyes. And many times I have thought about you. And how often have I wept for you? I have missed you, and I have left you in the hands of God. Although I have had very few occasions to express my love and to communicate my inner feelings to you, but my dear, have you ever seen someone stand before a mirror and tell his eyes that I love you? It seldom happens, yet his eyes are the most precious things to him. You are my eyes. You are dear to me, whether I say it or not. It has been more than 20 years that I have kept you in anguish, but God has destined this life not to end, and for your nightmares to continue. My daughter, as much as I have thought to find another job that would trouble your minds less, I have not been able to do so. And it was not, and never has been, because of my enthusiasm for a militaristic life. And it was not, and never has been, because of pressure or compulsion from anyone. No, my dear, I am never willing to trouble you for one second, let alone to remove you from my life or make you cry because of my job, responsibility, or the pressure and compulsion of others. I have perceived that each person chooses a path for himself in this world. One teaches knowledge and another acquires it. One is a businessman and the other is a farmer. And there are millions of paths, or in other words, there is one path for each person, and everyone has chosen a path for himself. So, I thought about the path I should choose for myself. I asked myself, what is the distance of this path? Where does it end? How much time do I have? And basically, where is my destination? I regarded that I am temporary, as is everyone else. They linger for a few days and then pass. Some stay for a few years, others for tens of years. But there are very few who stay for 100 years, yet they leave nonetheless, and all of them are passing. I regarded that if I conduct a business, then its end will be some furbished coins and a few houses and cars. But these things have no effect on my destiny in this path. I thought about living for you who are so precious and important to me, that if you suffer pain, all my soul will be filled with pain. If you have a problem, I see my soul in burning flames. And if you leave me one day, my heart will shatter to pieces. I reckoned, how can I solve this fear and anguish? The answer was to bond myself with someone who can solve this problem, and that is no one but God. My treasure, which is you, the fruits of my soul, may not be preserved by power and wealth. For if it would, then the holders of wealth and power would stop their death or prevent their untreatable diseases. I chose God and His path. It is the first time that I confess this. I never wanted to be in the military. I never liked being decorated. I prefer the beautiful word of Qasim uttered by the pure mouth of that Basiji soldier who was martyred, over all decorations and ranks. I would like to be Qasim without any prefix or suffix, and have always been so. Therefore, I asked in my will to merely have Soldier Qasim engraved on my tombstone, and not even Qasim Soleimani, which is an overstatement and makes my burden heavier. My dear, I prayed to God to fill my very veins with His love. To fill my being with His love. I did not choose this path to kill anyone. You know better that I cannot even stand the sight of a bird being butchered. If I took up arms, it was to stand against murderers, not to become a murderer myself. I regard myself as a guard of the house of any Muslim who is at risk. And I pray to God to give me the strength to defend all the oppressed in the world. Not to just sacrifice my life for Dear Islam, for my life is not that valuable, nor for the oppressed Shias, for I am not worthy enough. No, no. I fight for that frightened and helpless child who has no refuge, for that woman who has pressed her baby to her chest in horror, and for that refugee who is being chased, leaving a trace of his own blood as he runs. My dear, I serve in an army that would not and should not sleep, so that others may sleep in peace. Let me sacrifice my peace, so that others may rest. My dear daughter, you are living safely in my house with honor and pride. What can I do for that helpless daughter who has no protector? And how can I rescue that crying child who has nothing, literally nothing, and has lost everything? Therefore, I ask you to dedicate me completely to this cause and entrust me to God. Let me move on and move on and move on. How can I stay while all my companions have gone and left me behind? My daughter, I am tired. I have not slept for 30 years, and I do not want to sleep anymore. I pour salt in my eyes so that my lids dare not join, lest that helpless child be slaughtered while I am asleep. What do you expect from me when I imagine that frightened girl is you, is Narjis, is Zainab, and that teenager who is being beheaded is my Hussein or my Reza? To merely watch? To be indifferent? To be a businessman? No, I cannot live like that. Massoff International Institute, uncovering the truth.